Saturday is the 7th annual Great American Backyard Campout as part of the National Wildlife Federation's Be Out There movement. David Musijewski is a graduate and board member of the Emerging Wildlife Conservation Leaders and host and co-producer of Backyard Habitat on Animal Planet. He's also author of Attracting Birds, Butterflies, and Other Backyard Wildlife, and he knows firsthand of the benefits and importance of protecting and participating in the great outdoors. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, any time is a good time to spend quality family time outside. However, June the 25th is a time to promote the idea.
The seventh
annual Great American Backyard Campout. Now, where did this idea come about?
Well, you know, the idea came about because we've been seeing an alarming trend in our country, and that is that people in general, but kids in particular, are spending so much time indoors. The average school-age kid is spending almost 8 hours a day indoors in front of electronic screens. So they're on the computer, they're watching TV, they're playing video games, they're text messaging, and almost no time outside. And at the same time, you can see a spike in the rates of childhood obesity and childhood diabetes and attention deficit issues. And there's a body of research out there that shows that kids that go outside are much less likely to have all of those problems. They're more likely to be physically fit. They are more likely to have better immune systems. They're less likely to be nearsighted or have vitamin D deficiencies. And so when the National Wildlife Federation, you know, sat down and kind of looked at this issue, and, you know, we said we know that people who love nature had experiences as kids outside, and when you couple that with all these negative health consequences of the indoors, we decided to launch a campaign called Be Out There. And what it's all about is kind of like the name says, it's all about helping families and kids to be out there, to get outside, get all the great health benefits of the fresh air and the exercise and everything. And we've got a whole bunch of different programs and events to do that, and one of them is the Great American Backyard Campout, which, as you said, is Saturday the 25th. And really the idea behind it is just that, it, you know, you don't have to go off into the wilderness to have a fun, nature-oriented camping experience. Nature really is right outside our doors. So sometimes all you have to do is open up the back door and head out into your yard, and you can really have a fun family outdoor experience just by camping out.
Exactly. And, of course, you hear the term generation gap. There's many times there are families or pulled in all directions with schedules and other interests, and it seems like there's less time for them to spend together. This is a great opportunity to come together and enjoy the great outdoors. Also, it seems like our climate has become harsher. You know, we're in a drought situation down here in Texas, and if you're not tuned in to what's going on outside, then you overlook those precious resources, and when you're involved, well, then it reminds you how important they are and how precious they are while we have them.
It really does, and that's the whole part of sort of being outdoors and having exposure to nature. You know, again, we know that kids really need exposure to nature at a young age if they're ever going to grow up into adults that care about it. And, you know, when you look at the statistics and realize how much time kids are spending indoors and how little time they are ever, you know, getting outside and being exposed to nature, it's setting us up for a bad situation where you know, I think the statistic is something like most kids can name 100 corporate logos, but not one tree that lives in their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's out of balance, you know, and that's what we're trying to reverse. And not only is it going to be good because it will, you know, it'll give kids an opportunity to know nature, which right now they're really not having. You know, we've basically taken that opportunity away from kids nowadays. But, you know, they're going to get all the great health benefits of again, the fresh air and the outdoors that come along with being able to just go outside and play and have a good time.
Well, as a kid playing outside, even playing something simple like hide-and-seek or climbing a tree, now no one even wants to climb stairs. They're taking the elevators. They're not being active. This is a chance to be active, get off the couch, and be involved in something else. If you spend all your time in front of a computer screen, then you go to work and you're in your cubicle. Well, you know, there is a world out there, and you're denying yourself that opportunity to remember it.
That's right. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it's, you know, we focus on children, but guess what? Adults, too. I mean, we spend so much time inside. We definitely live a sedentary lifestyle for the most part in the U.S., and we can benefit as grown-ups of getting outside and getting that, again, fresh air and a little bit of exercise. And as you mentioned earlier, the Great American Backyard Campout is not only just a fun way to get that outdoor time, but it really is a great way for the family to come together. And, you know, we've been doing this for, you know, will be the seventh year. And we really have heard from a lot of people some really great stories of kind of intergenerational connections and you know, grown-ups being able to tap into that spirit of youth that maybe they feel like they've lost by having a camping experience like they used to have when they were kids. But you know, overall, it's just, you know, what it boils down to is that it's a fun thing to do, it's easy to do, and it's a great way for your whole family to get together. And you know, the best thing that people can do to get started is check out our website. It's nwf.org/campout. And when you go there, you find out how you can participate in the campout, which, again, is not happening in any one spot. It's something that people do on their own all over the country. Last year, we had about 100,000 people participate. We're trying to get that number up into the millions. But if they go to nwf.org/campout, they can register with us and let us know that they're going to camp out, and they'll get access to all sorts of great information, basic camping tips if you've never camped before, camp recipes, games that you can play, you know, how to watch for wildlife at nighttime. The list goes on, so folks should definitely check that out.
Well, as I mentioned to you previously, I had camped out with my daughters in the backyard. I mentioned this to her after our first conversation. And she said, let's pitch the tent. Let's do it again. So I think we're going to have to go on there and do that. Great ideas on there on the website as well. And as I'd mentioned, you're author of Attracting Birds, Butterflies, and Other Backyard Wildlife. How can people find your book as well?
They can find it on that same website at nwf.org, or you can get it at Amazon or Borders or any other, you know, good bookstore that's out there, your local bookstore as well. And, of course, the book is all about how to attract wildlife to your yard by what you plant. It's a Gardening for Wildlife how-to book, and it ties along with another one of National Wildlife Federation's programs designed to get people outdoors, and that's our Certified Wildlife Habitat Program. So if you create a wildlife-friendly garden, you can actually have it certified by the National Wildlife Federation if you follow our basic rules, and the book will tell you exactly how to do that.
Well, these are great ideas, a chance to reconnect with nature and maybe realize there's more than just a concrete jungle.
That's right.
All right, David, anything else you'd like to mention?
Just that, you know, there's really no excuse not to, you know, just make the commitment as adults to get our kids and the kids in our lives back outside into nature. It's good for them. It's good for us. And, you know, it's a great, fun family activity that, you know, it's going to create family memories for years to come.
All right. These are great reminders and great ideas here. Thank you very much, David, for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.